And in the past couple of days, the flyers that have been received in the mailboxes have stepped up. And the latest has been a photograph that appears to depict a housing project that you own, operate, run in some form or another, that appears to show Mexican immigrants sitting around in the front yard. Tell us about that, please.
Well, Joe, you know, it's the thing that really disturbs me the most is that this campaign has gone in this direction. You know, we have tried to run a positive and a good campaign for several months now, but this photograph is just, it's over the top. And my company does not hire illegal immigrants. We follow all of the rules. We have proper documentation on everybody that we hire. And, you know, we're not even really sure who started that picture or, you know, what they're doing.
Well, it appears to have...
They're not hired by Caprock.
It appears to have come from Tulsa blogger Steve Romerman. Apparently he went around and took some pictures of some of your construction sites. Now, Caprock is your company.
Yes, I am one of the owners of Caprock Homes.
And in the photograph, it shows 4, 5, 6 what appear to be Mexican immigrants sitting at a job site at lunchtime or something, and they are seated right next to a Caprock sign. Now, you have sent out some recordings, voice recordings, telephone calls, and let me play just a snippet here for you.
Sure.
And get your reaction to it. This is your voice calling out. Is this turned on over here? This is your voice.
I am amazed that my opponent has sent you a doctored and false picture showing Hispanics hired by a company that I have absolutely no ownership in.
It says a doctored and false picture. How is that picture doctored?
Well, that picture shows a group of Hispanic gentlemen who are sitting out in front of a house. They're not hired by Caprock. And the implications that my opponent is trying to make is that I've hired illegal aliens. And that's just simply not true.
But the picture is not doctored.
Well, the picture does show some Hispanic individuals sitting in front of a house, but they're not hired by Caprock.
Are they hired by...
And that's what he's trying to show.
Are they hired by subcontractors of Caprock?
A lot of subcontractors do hire Hispanic workers, but those particular individuals, we're not even sure what their names are. And this is all about a campaign trying to infer things that are not true.
So we don't know what the immigration status of those workers are. We just know that they don't work directly for you.
That is correct.
So they might very well be illegal immigrants, but they're not directly employed by Caprock, but they might be employed by a subcontractor.
Well, they are not employed by Caprock, and they might be employed by a subcontractor.
So do you, when you talk about subcontractors, do you ever check those guys to do the same things, to check about illegals?
You know, every subcontractor that we hire, we have all the proper documentation on. We have their workman's compensation insurance, their liability insurance, their W-9 forms from the Internal Revenue Service. And everything that we do properly and by the books.
You know, here lies one of the issues that we deal with our immigration issues here in the United States, and that is, you know, employers might very well be passed off bogus documents.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's really a problem that the federal government is going to have to deal with. Right now, there is no system for employers to check the authenticity of documents and the authenticity of the Social Security numbers or information that they're being given. And, you know, the federal government has got to get a better handle on people coming across the border, and then also a better handle on systems for employers who are trying to employ people and do good work out there, to know really who they're hiring and whether or not these individuals are presenting them with proper documentation.
Fred, you say this is the federal government's responsibility. You're running for state house. Is there not a state function here as well, a state role?
You know, overall, immigration is a federal issue, and it's a shame that this has been made a huge part of the state house race. But, you know, the state of Oklahoma can do some things, and there are issues like, you know, possibly providing penalties for people who do knowingly hire illegal immigrants. And if someone is out there knowingly hiring an illegal immigrant, then that is wrong. And the state of Oklahoma should look at things to correct that.
Now, again, just to be clear, I mean, that's an interesting way to phrase that, knowingly hire illegal immigrants. So you have not knowingly hired illegal immigrants, but some might be in your employ somewhere.
I have never knowingly hired an illegal immigrant. And, you know, there's no way to check every single person.
I guess we probably ought to also ought to point out all those guys in that picture might be legal.
They very well might be. They might be hackers. We don't know who they are. You know, that's, and the implications that my opponent is trying to make are just wrong. You know, the implications that just because someone is a Hispanic worker, they're illegal, that's not right.
We're talking to Fred Gordon. He's running for House District 69 against former Tulsa City Councilor Chris Medlock. That election is Tuesday, and it is winner-take-all. Fred, let's also talk about the bridge, if we will, for a moment. You're one of the few candidates that has run in recent days that has not gotten on board with a South Tulsa Citizens Coalition and their pledge when it comes to stopping that bridge or stopping it in its current incarnation. What are your thoughts on putting that bridge through?
You know, Joe, the bridge is a big issue in District 9. The bridge cuts right through the middle of the district, and it's very, very important that we have that bridge. And I do support a bridge going in the river because of all of the growth and expansion down on the south and west sides and Jinx and Glenpool and Dixie. But I can't sign a pledge because as a legislator, I've got to be able to look at the whole issue, work with the cities, the county, the citizens groups, and everybody involved in the bridge process and really try to mediate a good solution that's going to work best for the district.